सब्जी वहाँ से जितने सबन को बिजे पे तुझे नहीं तंदा सब्जी ते ना ये ना नी ते ने उइ तंदा ना बन जे पे ते पल्ला न में बिले वो किया कांग किया पर सावते ते पल्ला न में बिले
differentiating the Mahayana
from Bhimadeep Point by Madhyanta Peba. Maitreya, the great Bodhisattva on 10th Bhumi, again, or as usual, is from the 5th chapter, which is an explanation of the Mahayana. And Tikva Lanamebe Levate, Tela, Tambet Maro. Love.
So, the fifth chapter then has three main divisions, explaining unparalleled practice, unparalleled focus, and unparalleled accomplishment. We're still in the first of these three, which has six subdivisions. Today's teaching concerns the fourth subdivision, which explains practice that is unparalleled in that it relinquishes limited states, the two limited viewpoints or states. This part has two parts, each of them consisting of 7 aspects. So today, the first of these will be explained.
That the ten tangu song the Jarvan Tani tangu te, tate patan, king tate.
So each of these 7 points, in fact, involves 2 limited viewpoints or 2 limited states. The first then concerns the 2 limited viewpoints where one takes the skandhas either to exist separately from the self or being of the same nature as the skandhas, both then being limited viewpoints. So,
to
regard the skandhas, form and so on, as existing independently of the individual is then a limited viewpoint. To regard these, the individual and the skandhas, as of being the same nature is another
limited
viewpoint. Since the individual, the self, is empty of inherent existence, it cannot possibly exist independently of the skandhas, nor be of the same nature as the skandhas.
Zuso pumbo ma chujin. Dadan kikda tadeta trupa ma inti, yantarwa dama rupasen.
So, if one considers or examines the 5 skandhas, form and so on, these do not exist independently of the individual, nor are they of the same nature, since ultimately the individual has no reality, has no inherent existence. So if one adheres to any of these two limited viewpoints, then one cannot possibly be a follower of the Majjhimagga approach. Then there is the second point of the five, again involving two limited viewpoints in relation to non-Buddhists and the Shravakas. The Shravakas then being the Buddhist approach. So the limited viewpoint in relation to non-Buddhist traditions relates to regarding Iskandar's form and so on as permanent. Whereas the Shravakas assert that form and so on are impermanent, this again being a limited viewpoint. So if one takes the Skandha's form and so on to be permanent, then one's viewpoint accords with non-Buddhist traditions and is referred to as a limited viewpoint. Whereas if one takes the Skandha's form and so on to be impermanent, then that's another limited viewpoint related to the Shravaka approach. Now, in terms of Buddhist meditation practices relating to relative truth, one then meditates on the impermanent nature of things in order to overcome the conception of samsara or samsaric phenomena being permanent, and in order to give rise to renunciation. Now, in terms of this, the limited viewpoint mentioned here does not relate to these meditation practices. It is in the context of the Majjhimagga approach that taking things to be permanent is considered as a limited viewpoint, as well as taking things to be permanent. So, Shravaka approach, one contemplates impermanence, which remedies the conception of things being permanent, as is asserted by some non-Buddhist traditions, that contemplation in the context of the Shravaka approach then is considered to be a limited viewpoint in that it is conceptual.
Kāng zhōpla tsōkpa la tākpari yāng mato matāpa yāng mato pa tūdhā tu kōmbare tūpa ta tāpa ngānta yāpa ti tini tāni pāpa oma lāng kōmbare.
So both these limited viewpoints are relinquished by practicing the Majjhāmagga approach as a result of which there is no concept of permanence or impermanence. So one, through practicing this approach, attains a state free from mental fabrication, free from conceptual states of mind.
In Sanje ji kandre sungpare sena, Sanje ji dole, zog takpa yam mayi, matapa yam mayi, sungpatawa.
So the Buddha has stated, which has been recorded in the sutra, that form is not permanent, and form is also not impermanent.
Tene yang tapar zog takpa mayin besena yang takpar ton tapar mata pale yang debar.
Since ultimately form is not impermanent, it is not impermanent either.
Tena ta ta ke jen ta ta te da driver na de nyabar jago. Kāza ta chū yī le, kāza ngōvū chōpa rindze na dōndō jitā vare, kāza la dōndō vare. Tānyi tāndu yāng kāza mēpa rindze na, kāza la kundab jitā vare.
Then there is the third point relating to individuals and phenomena both. First, it is then said that to take individuals to exist inherently, attribute existence to that which does not exist ultimately. On the other hand, to altogether deny the existence of individuals is another limited viewpoint, where one then denies that individuals exist even on a conventional level. Both these then are limited.
Tōng tāmbārāṁ, yāng tākpārāṁ, yāng tākpārāṁ rāng, kāsā rāng ngūvū, ngūvū mātō pāla trāpār jēnā tēne kāsā lā rō tākpārē. Nāng tāntu yopārē, nāng tāntu yopārē, mēpār jēn sōna tēne kāsā lā kundab zibārē, kāsā lā pē kālē kāpārē. Te kazale ne diye bari.
Ya. Now if one ultimately believes that the individual exists inherently, then one has so to speak exaggerated. Because ultimately an individual has no inherent existence. There is no real individual or person. On the other hand, if one were to deny the existence of the individual altogether, even on a conventional or relative level, that's also a limited viewpoint, since on a relative or conventional level, individuals do manifest, though they have no inherent existence. So to deny their existence altogether would be to belittle individuals, which is not a nice thing.
Kanzala drokor jil tha ni ponzi ki om land kare sa na om land e kan da tam da me ba ni ki wu ne nambar ma to pa wo ki son ba do le son ba
then you see the Majjhama approach then relinquishes this limited viewpoint in that through practicing this approach one then overcomes conceptual states of both there being a real individual or there being no individual at all.
Bona gombaka dada dami ki tripa, dada dami ki tripa, dada dami ki nando linde epe nandu jago.
In brief, one then rests in a state of mind free from mental fabrications in relation to there being a real individual or no individual.
Tele dote dag namto yona umlana mane pa maze da meba osa namto yona yan mepa de pare umlana mane pare.
So if one
Rava
believes that the individual is real, one has not truly understood the Majjhamaka approach, and if one believes that there is no individual at all, at that point as well, one has not really understood this approach. One then, in this approach, overcomes conceptual states of mind involving either of these limited viewpoints.
Ta chu la dron to tam kundin ne, sen la so pa chu nam na ngô ye par de na dron to pare, sen la so pa chu nam, re. Sen lao so pe chu, chu nam, tanye san de yang, tanye nam san de yang, mai par de na tene kondep.
Then, in relation to phenomena, if one then attributes inherent existence to phenomena such as mind and so on, then again one has exaggerated. Since ultimately mind and so on, all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. On the other hand, if one denies the existence of phenomena, mind and so on, altogether, even on a conventional level, then that's another limited viewpoint.
Then so so you not me so one bunga tang pong bunga does it tang chure de tong tang parang mo denba trapar zena do tak pare thani chan de yore thani ta de me bar den tin concept kita
ba. So the five sense objects, the five sense faculties, the five skandhas and so on are different phenomena. If one believes that they exist inherently, one then has adhered to first of these limited viewpoints, where one attributes inherent existence to that which does not exist inherently. On the other hand, if one denies even their relative or conventional existence, that's another limited viewpoint.
So
one can also consider present appearances included in this category, which then includes different types of phenomena, all phenomena. If one takes present appearances to exist inherently, that is one limited viewpoint. On the other hand, if one does not even recognize their conventional or relative existence, but denies their existence altogether, that's another limited viewpoint.
And that does seem to chill a doctor from Omelan, Lande Kankena, Sanji Jindole, Kang Sem Meba, Ye Meba, Nambari Kiba Meba Sumbata.
So it has
the cups of same day, the same Kunji Kelembel, same Kunji Nanki, ye knew Mumbai, ye Nanki, sort of Nanki Koko.
Now it has been recorded in a sutra that the Buddha has said that the fundamental consciousness does not exist inherently. The seventh consciousness, sometimes called the defiled consciousness as well, does not exist inherently. The six other consciousnesses as well do not exist inherently.
So that Denver, Troparazena, Rondopare, Tanisa, the Mepanzena, Copanzevare, Tiny Jewel in Echo.
So, if one takes things to truly exist, one attributes inherent existence to that which does not exist inherently, which is one limited viewpoint. The second, as we saw, is to deny even the relative or conventional existence of a phenomena, which is another limited. Then we come to the fifth point, which relates limited viewpoints in the context of unfavorable conditions and their remedies.
Mantun so jin ta de karresana.
So if one takes unfavorable conditions, such as unvirtuous actions, conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on, to truly exist, that is one limited viewpoint.
Namrang said the term, Deva Sebala Namrang Serawa. Rere. Gave at Namdang La Tanda, the Emperor came back to Nimbul Tavantari.
To regard
Nimbul came at
remedies to these different unfavorable conditions, to regard these remedies to have inherent existence. Is another limited viewpoint, remedies then being virtuous actions, enlightening or pure phenomena, and so on.
The Jumtien Karelsana Omelam Gomba Kapso Sem Omelam La Neba La Mantayin Soda Nyembo La Kemba Yona.
Since both these limited viewpoints involve conceptual states of mind. One then is not able, when involved in either, to rest within the Madhyamaka approach, which is then, so to speak, in between these two limited viewpoints, or any of the ones that are mentioned. So now we come to the sixth point, which relates to the limited viewpoints of eternalism and nihilism. So if one believes that individuals and phenomena are, so to speak, static entities that do not change, then that's the limited viewpoint of eternalism, where one takes individuals and phenomena to truly exist.
Dene cheba te chu ta kanza kanza me par ta wam yang na jun che de kanza da wo na jun che de sam ma jo ban do che ba sam ma jo che de je de che de a re re che ba sam ma sam ma jo ba che de pong pong ga de che ba sam ma pong po ta
Then there is the limited viewpoint of nihilism, where both individuals and phenomena are believed to cease to exist altogether at the time of death. So there is no continuity in terms of individuals and phenomena.
Tena nambe lo la cheva nga se yore te cheva nga se te denba trupe cheva nga se yo mare denba trupe cheva nga se yo ban se na tene do do re ya nang sa je mala juma ta vi cheva nga se mala mta
Now, in the Buddhist tradition, it's then said that there are past lives as well as future lives. There is a succession of lives. To take this succession of lives to be ultimately existent is a limited approach or viewpoint. And to deny the existence or manifestation of this succession of lives is also a limited viewpoint. So in the first case, one then attributes inherent existence to that which does not exist inherently, and in the second case, one then denies even conventional or relative existence. Then there is the next point, the seventh, in relation to limited viewpoints in the context of conceptual states of mind involving perceived and perceiver. These are then related to the two categories of samsaric phenomena and enlightened phenomena, pure and impure phenomena.
Kunyong la zongzhen de kenpa te marekpa latin ne nipa le duze yuwa ni kyeba latin ne gaji yuwa parje kunyong la zongzhen de kenpa denpare kenpa zongzhen de kenpa.
Zongzhen de kenpa, zongzhen yuwa.
Zungzhen je nam do re ta. Dele tenzhen ma jen na dike.
So there are...
Zungzhen je nam do chi. Ta marekpa la ten ne duze jungwa ne kyewa la ten ne gaki jungwa pato jungwa rempa la zungzhen je nam do yo na tene kunyo na zungzhen dike.
So there are the 12 links of interdependence starting with ignorance that gives rise to karmic impulses and so on, up to birth, which results in aging and death. Now, if in relation to any of these links, there are conceptual states of mind where perceived and perceiver are then regarded as separate entities. That's one limiting point. So these 12 links of interdependence are then included within the category of what one may refer to as samsaric phenomena or impure phenomena, in that these phenomena involve conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on.
In the Namzang Lazong Zeng Kienba, Marekwan Gakwa Ne, Gakin Gakwa Par, Namzang Lazong Zeng Kienam Do Kienna, Zong Zeng Kienba Ta, the Namzang Lazong Zeng Kienba Ta.
Then there is another category including phenomena in relation to enlightened states of mind. One may refer to these as pure phenomena. That then is the reverse order of the 12 links of interdependence, namely the cessation of ignorance and so forth up to the cessation of aging and death, when one relates to these states through dualistic states of mind, that is then another limited viewpoint.
Ta nam kunyo da nam zang la zung zeng de kien pe zung zeng je nam to pon zi je lam ne te pon zi om lam ne te mdwe Te ponzi omelane requata marekwan dene niso mito kis jache sumbatawi jache sumbayi mambo sumbari jache sumbari
niso mito sana
requata marekwate tate yoma ni yoma.
Now, the Madhyamaka, through practicing the Madhyamaka approach, one relinquishes these two limited viewpoints. In the Madhyamaka approach, it is then taught that both insight and ignorance, that it is taught that insight and ignorance do not exist as two separate entities.
This is not the same thing. We have to do 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 the same thing.
So, as we saw here, there are seven points, each point involving two types of limited viewpoints. When practicing the profound view of the Madhyamaka approach in relation to what was explained, one first then contemplates each of these limited viewpoints in order to counteract them. One contemplates in the way that was described, whereafter one should rest in a state of mind free from the point of reference.
He jumped in carriers and tiny that driver Now,
as was said, the Madhyamaka approach is then beyond or free from these types of limited viewpoints. These limited viewpoints, as we saw, come in pairs. Now, in order to overcome these limited viewpoints, one must first have an understanding of them. One must first recognize them. Once there is awareness of these limited viewpoints, one then proceeds to relinquish them by means of the Madhyamaka approach, which does not dwell in any of these limited states. Now, if there is recognition of conceptual states of mind that are limited in the way that was described, one will then have an understanding as a result of that recognition and awareness. One will have an understanding of the way in which confused or mistaken states of mind arise. Now also, if one examines conceptions in the way that was described in relation to different types of limited viewpoints, as a result of that, one will then come to have an understanding of that limited viewpoints or conceptual states of mind in themselves have no inherent existence or reality. So that then concludes the teaching on the first category involving 7 points in relation to limited viewpoints. The second subdivision will be explained tomorrow.
Then it's about okay. Number 3